Yes, this Stoneboe Road effectively at the moment is acting as a bypass to Belfast and Ardour. Obviously, a lot of roadworks and that going on within the town, but because there's quite heavy traffic anyway, and especially at the McKay's Corner, a lot of people use the Stoneboe Road as a bypass. And because of a lot of speeding vehicles and careless driving, residents are really frustrated. And at this stage, they're out now taking up a petition. I had met them yesterday on site and would be very supportive of their request to bring in some type of traffic calming. In the past, there had been ramps there. And I know the council and the TIA are not in favour of ramps, but there are other traffic calming solutions, and residents are really at their wits' end, and they're insisting that Donegal County Council Road Design come out and meet them to agree some form of traffic calming, which I believe is reasonable.
Now, coupled with this, there's a pathway along the route which appears to be locked at present. This would, if opened, I suppose maybe alleviate some of those safety concerns by residents there.
Yeah, because the Stoneboe Upper is an area, there's a lot of elderly residents and a lot of new housing. And back something like 7-8 years ago when the new Finn Valley College was being planned and designed, the council insisted and put on as a condition that a pathway would be made down alongside the college. And this was constructed at the time. And I was both chairman of the Finn Valley College and a member of the ETB, which I'm not any longer. But that happened 7 years ago. The new pathway was constructed. But because ETB insisted that the county council would take it in charge with insurance, etc., they put gates on the end of it. And obviously now it's 7 years later and that pathway is constructed, but it's locked up. There's gates on either side of it. And residents and councillors, I must say, are very, very frustrated at the lack of action and total lack of cooperation from the ETB. They've just basically kicked the ball down the road, and residents are really frustrated, both at the speed and the careless driving in some cases, and also the fact that they can take a shortcut straight into Stoneboe Woods, which is full of other walkways and amenities. And it's very frustrating for them that in order just to go down maybe 100 metres, they'd have to walk maybe 2 kilometres or get into Stoneboe Woods. So I fully support their frustration and their attempt to try and get this thing solved once and for all.